So hello, welcome. This is Erica Glessing. You're joining me on my show, The Erica Glessing Show. And today is a sassy, thick, happy Sunday. And I am just, oh my goodness, on fire with creation this week. It's been an amazing week. The podcast business that I run, it got a name this week, and it's been wanting to have a name for the longest time. And it's really interesting because I've been actually doing the work of the business for 13 months running, helping people create podcasts and name them. And my own podcast business, it kept being confused if it was part of Happy Publishing, my book publishing business. I mean, and it is kind of a publishing entity, and yet it wanted its own name. So it came up with Podcast 24/7 365. And what I got was really fascinating as I was talking to one of my new podcast clients this week was whether I'm teaching how to create a podcast or whether I'm teaching how to create a book or whether I'm just sitting with someone and helping them get into the very creation of themselves, like whatever they want to create and help free up the blocks. Naming it is important, and it's also just all of it an expression of me on the planet as part of all that is, as part of source energy, as a seed of something fresh and something new. And I wonder if you could stand in that space of you today and look at what is the seed of you? What is it that you would like to encourage and generate and grow on the planet? And what kind of thoughts would that require? What kind of money would that require? What kind of actions would that require to be in that very space of you and grow and nurture things that you'd like to grow and nurture on the planet? And so as I got in tune with my business, the podcast 24/7 365 business, it has a very light energy to it. It has a very it's a little sassy. It's got a little bit of class too. It's the image that I chose was the sun pouring through the clouds, and it's really kind of that ethereal image that goes with when messages are coming from source or when we're being connected to all that is. It's a different energy than finite or small energy. And so I wanted to just take a look at that with you today. What does it require to name something? What does it require to stand in the bigness of you? And to know that even if you're doing one thing, and even if you're like, I'm not sure if this is the right career, I'm not sure this is the right business, what if it didn't matter as much as you thought how you were naming your business? Because all of it is you being you and you changing the world. Yeah. And when we can kind of let go of needing to be in the absolute perfect job at all times or the absolute perfect business at all times, and we can just kind of say, hey, we are in creation on the planet right now. We're in a space where we can help people raise consciousness. We're in a place where we can bring love and bring light to all that is. And so I was looking at all of us together working collectively, each of you listening, of what you can do today to expand your web of consciousness and expand your web of awareness and see where you can be a contribution to the lightness of being on the planet today. Yeah. And as I really kind of stepped up that energy in my own head, I went, huh. What is it that naming does that helps others? So am I willing to name even while I'm aware that in the naming, I'm making finite something that's infinite? So if you resisted naming anything, if you've resisted categorizing yourself, if you've resisted naming who you are, what you're doing in the world, remember that you're not doing it for you, for your, you're not naming it for the expanded being of you, which really requires no name. You're naming it, say podcast 24/7, 365, so that other people in your tribe can find you and other people can connect with you, and then you can help other people be less limited. You can help people expand. And so as you just step up into this space of you, this space of knowing your infinity, the naming helps people find you. The naming helps people walk with you so you're not alone. The naming helps you band together with others. So one of my friends went and got her CBD oil business going this last couple weeks, and she's super thrilled about that. And I think it's so interesting, and she basically just named herself that way, and now she can connect with others who believe in the healing properties of that product, or believe in the growth of that product, or whatever people believe in that are selling that product. So as you're choosing something that you're doing for your job or your career, just remember that both it does help people raise consciousness when you do take the time to name, and also it's completely immaterial in some other realms. It's how you have named is not going to maybe be the thing that when you're crossing over to the next thing, when you're crossing over, when you're leaving this planet, are you going to be looking at, you know, what did you name? Are you going to be looking at, like, who did you help? How did you help people? Are you going to be looking at who did you love? Are you going to be looking at what truly mattered in your life? What truly made a difference in your life there? And as you step up into knowing what your true mission is, then the naming becomes easier. And also its relevance becomes kind of lighter. And in that space of lightness, when it doesn't matter, then you're able to help more people. So I know it's all counterintuitive, and I laugh sometimes at how hard we work to name things so clearly when really it's just the energy people are attracted to. And the naming is important and also completely unimportant in that counterintuitive way of the opposites always being true. Yeah, I know. What a funny show today. I'm so glad you're listening to me on the Erica Glessing Show. It's definitely going through some morphing right now, and I'm definitely looking for guests that will bring light to the listeners. So if you have a good suggestion for a guest or a bad suggestion for a guest, I welcome all suggestions. Just email me at happypublishing@gmail.com, and I look forward to more fun, sassy conversations in the future.